Welcome, my friends. Yes, it's Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday. I'm sure in adult beverage locations, particularly in the New York area, men in pinstripe suits are saying exactly the same thing as they consume vast amounts of adult beverage, wondering what next week is going to be like. The flip side brought to you by Republic Trading Group, our toll-free number, 1-800-691-7898, the web address, eaglesup.com, although it's the weekend, eaglesup.com never sleeps, open 24/7. Well, Wall Street was up and down most of the day, except for the last hour of trading, as usual, when the Dow plunge 223 points to close out the week at 13,042. Can we say hello 12,000? NASDAQ, yes, the savior of just 2 weeks ago. All the pundits on CNBC were saying, well, you know, the reason why tech is so hot is because they don't have any subprime exposure. So everybody bailed into Google, Apple, Cisco, and this week they've been paying the price. NASDAQ was 68 points at 2,627. S&P 500, will it ever see 1,500 again? Off 21 points at 1,453. There was a lot of bad news out today. And I think reality started to sink in deeply in the last hour of trading, because there's a slew of economic indicators coming out next week, which could be, well, could be bad news for boys on Wall Street. When we return, we'll give you the metals prices and the rest of the story.
Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials. Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Welcome back, my friends, on this Friday. Well, gold was taking a breather today, and I don't blame gold for taking a breather today. I wanted to take a breather as well. It's been a hectic, chaotic week. Gold closed down $3.10 to end the week at $832.90. Very narrow trading range for gold today, low of 826 and high of 836. Funny, $10 spread in gold, and we say it's, well, like yesterday. Used to be that gold, it was a $6 rule in gold before the ETFs came along. Gold never moved more than $6 either way on any given day. A $3 move was something spectacular. Silver climbed by a penny to close at $15.53. Platinum of $33 at $1,435. Palladium of $3 at $373. Crude oil closed up 74 cents at $96.20. Some traders a little disappointed, especially those holding call options of $100. Didn't quite get there. But there's always next week. U.S. dollar index, which is the reason why gold was lackluster, climbed 6 basis points to end the day at 75.51. But as I said, all eyes will ultimately be focused next week on all the economic data, and we can once again start the debate all over again. What will the Fed do? Will they raise rates? Will they cut rates? Will they leave them alone? Because the Fed is very sensitive to government statistics. Some of the economic highlights for next week, pending home sales, that should be worth a laugh. Tuesday, we get retail sales. That's going to be disappointing. A PPI, Producer Price Index, government figure, usually manipulated. Business inventories on Wednesday, the consumer price index, initial jobless claims, and the New York Empire State Index, the Philadelphia Fed survey on Thursday, and net foreign purchases, industrial production and capacity and utilization on Friday. So a whole slew of economic figures coming out next week, which making the traders very nervous. You see, because they're starting to realize that, and if anybody thinks that the subprime market debacle is over, I've even heard some commentators say, well, at least we've got this real estate behind us. No, it's not even close to behind us. We are entering into the next phase of the subprime fallout. You see, because anybody who bought a house in 05 or 06, who bought a adjustable rate mortgage with a fixed interest for 2 years, that was the teaser rate. Well, we'll fix you for 2 years, but then you'll be adjusted. Well, those resets all start coming about at the beginning of the year. And there's some 2 million resets coming at the beginning of the year. So we haven't even scratched the surface of how big this problem is. And it should come as no shock or surprise that the talk this whole week was large financial institutions, whether they were being transparent in disclosing the true losses that they had sustained, and nobody believed a word anybody said. Wachovia's upside down. Unfortunately, a bank we do business with, Washington Mutual, is in big, big trouble. Needless to say, so goes Merrill Lynch, so goes Citibank, so goes J.P. Morgan, so goes them all. And the thing that I find funny is this always happens after a, call it a tragedy. Everybody tries to call themselves victims. Well, we're just victims of the system. But when you look at this whole real estate debacle that we have gone through, there are no victims. Because everybody was in on the scam. How can you be a victim if you're in on the scam? Now, granted, one could point fingers at whoever was responsible with coming up with the wonderful idea of, listen, we can sell a lot more houses if we weren't so stringent on who could buy a house. I mean, forcing people to put 20% down and then have to demonstrate to the lender that they had the ability and the wherewithal to repay this loan that the bank was giving them. I mean, whoever came up with that idea that said, you know, it would be really great if we just let anybody buy a house with no money down and they don't even have to be working. And they don't have to prove that they actually have a job or prove that they even have a bank account. Now, that's the person we could blame for this debacle. But whoever it was that set it up, everybody took the ball and ran with it. Where do you start? Home appraisers. I mean, these guys would come and look at a house that 5 years ago was $150,000 home. Oh, yes, this house is worth at least $250,000. Now, the homeowner is not going to complain about the fact that the appraiser has overvalued his house by $100,000. Because now he has the ability to borrow that money, use it to buy stuff, new cars, new furniture, new wife, new boobs, new face, whatever the stupid things people were spending their money on. So you got the appraisers were there inflating the price. The lenders knew full well that the prices were overinflated unless they lived in a shell somewhere. You had the mortgage brokers, and I know a lot of mortgage brokers. Well, now they're car salesmen, but when they were mortgage brokers, they were making unbelievable amounts of money. And it wasn't uncommon for a broker to make almost as much money as the homeowner wanted to borrow. But the homeowner didn't care because he was in on the scam, because he knew the price was inflated, and because there was this Goldilocks theory that, look, real estate prices are going to continue to go higher and higher. I mean, people were saying, what do you think, $100,000 home is going to suddenly be worth $1 million? I mean, come on. But you've got everybody in on this. Brokers were making money. They were happy. Wall Street was making untold amounts of money because they were bundling these things up. They came up with this exotic instrument called collateralized debt obligations, where they took good loans and bad loans and mixed them all together, came up with an aggregate, and they sold them to their better clients, sold them to banks, sold them to institutions, sold them to governments. These collateralized debt obligations, little time bombs spread all over the planet. I mean, we haven't even started to hear about the horror stories about 401k plans and IRAs, people's retirement funds, that are all tied up in these collateralized debt obligations. Yeah, people most probably won't even come to realize the full extent of their losses for many, many, a year or two. So yet everybody was making money. You see, the amazing thing is when things are rising in price and everybody's making money, nobody cares. In other words, the homeowner didn't really care that if he read his refinancing that the broker was making out of a $100,000 refinancing, the broker was making 10, 20 grand of that. And that was actually tacked on with certain hidden fees to various other sections of his refinancing. And most people, I can guarantee, I got a friend of mine. I was at his house, and he was doing a refi. It was about a half inch of paper. He had a he didn't even bother reading the fine print. He just signed it. They have little yellow stickers. They send you this package of documents. Yeah, just sign where it's a yellow thing. And so people, they don't care. Look, they were, in their own little warped mind, they were rich. They had an asset. I've achieved the American dream. So nobody cared. Nobody bothered to do. But now, obviously, everybody's trying to find who the real culprit of this thing was. As I said, the real culprit was the guy that came up with this wonderful idea to change the whole concept of how to buy a house. And this is going to go so much deeper. We don't know, and nor does anybody on Wall Street, including the Secretary of the Treasury, has any clue how big it... Well, maybe he does, and he's just lying a lot. But this is big, and we haven't even scratched the surface. We'll be back.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
For a Friday. Well, you know, I'm sure you have them in your neck of the woods as well. Here in the Phoenix area, that we have a we have a chain of furniture stores called the Room Store, and they got a commercial running. Come on down, we got all the greatest furniture, and guess what? You don't have to pay until 2010. So they're going to sell you furniture, and they're not going to charge you anything until 2010. What's it now, 2007? In 2010, that really nice new furniture that you bought in 2007 is going to look like, well, it's going to look like old furniture in 3 years. And the same thing's going to happen. I mean, people are going to look at this furniture and they go, you know, this furniture's not worth what we paid for it, even though we haven't paid for it yet, but look at it. It's worthless. People are taking this American dream of home ownership. Now they are not looking at the home as an American dream. They're looking at it as a financial albatross. And people just are simply walking away from homes. There's a glut of homes here, in which was the vortex of the flip that home. This was where it all happened. This is where all speculation emanated from. We've got so many houses on the market here, brand new houses, brand spanking new. And they're doing anything to sell these homes. As a matter of fact, this weekend, if you go out and you are one of those foolish people who decides to buy a home because you're going to get a free Lexus for 2 years. You don't get to keep the Lexus. They just give you a Lexus for 2 years if you buy a home. Well, I'm sure some people will fall for that and go for it. But ultimately, those home prices are going to collapse in the next 12 months. It's inevitable. Because if you've got so many resets coming up, if you've got 2 million resets coming up starting in January, people are going to look at the bottom line. They're going to look at, obviously, what their new mortgage payments are, and they'll be triple, if not double, minimum double of what they currently are. They're going to look at this. They're going to look at, obviously, the job prospects, which are... government tells you, look, unemployment's 4.7%. Please, give me a break, 4.7%. Another one of those bogus government figures. And so this whole situation is we're at the early stages of this. This is just the beginning. We're at the tip of the iceberg. There's a long way to go. And nobody knows. Nobody has a concept of how deep and how far this problem is. This is the reason why they cannot put a value on collateralized debt obligations. This is why that wonderful instrument concocted by Mr. Paulson, these SIVs, secure investment vehicles, Moody's has already downgraded them. I mean, they've only been out for, I don't know how long, it was a $100 billion fund that they put together to buy up, obviously, the worthless paper that nobody else wants. And Moody's has downgraded it. it's bizarre what we're watching. Now, next week, believe this or not, I guess it's because pressure that's been put on the administration to make a statement in some way, shape, or form supporting America's official policy of a strong dollar. Oh, yes, we for a strong dollar. They said that when the dollar was 85, they said it was 80, and here we are at 76, and they're still saying, well, yeah, we for a strong dollar. Nobody believes them. Nobody believes them one iota when you've got the Federal Reserve and everybody on Wall Street, we need another rate cut. Well, the only way you're going to save the dollar is by increasing interest rates. As reluctant as foreign investors are to invest in the United States because of, obviously, a whole myriad of reasons, the only way that you are going to attract any foreign investment, and by the way, let's not forget, we need $2 billion a day just to pay the interest on the national debt. You've got to raise interest rates. You've got to make, in order to attract money, you've got to make it attractive to someone to want to invest. So you can't do it by lowering rates. You've got to do it by raising rates. And there's no way they're going to raise rates because then that's just going to simply exacerbate the subprime market woes. I mean, they're stuck between a rock and a hard place. Anyway, Mr. Paulson was out today setting up for, I guess, the big push next week. They'll be touting all these government officials coming out. Oh, yeah, we're for a strong dollar. Anyway, we'll tell you about Mr. Paulson and what he's got up his sleeve for next week and a lot more. And if we're having a little audio problems, we'll try and fix it in the spring and be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of micropore filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team in their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
Welcome back, my friends, talking about, obviously a big push coming next week by many in the Treasury Department to try and convince the rest of the world that the United States still stands behind a strong dollar policy. First of all, understand this. The dollar is backed by nothing outside of the full faith and credit of the American taxpayer. That's all that backs the dollar, nothing more. It's faith. It's perceived faith, I might add. Because over the duration of this Bush administration, we have seen a deterioration in obviously a lot of people's faith. mean, just look at the approval ratings of Congress right now. It's the worst since 1952, the year I was born. Now we're getting a lot of feedback, so whatever anybody on the board is doing, stop doing it. You know, it's like that old joke when the guy goes to the doctor and he says, "Doctor, every time I lift my arm, it hurts over here." The doctor says, "Well, stop lifting your arm." European Central Bank president and the Canadian finance minister, Jim Flaherty, decried the sliding dollar less than a month after they and fellow Group of Seven officials chose not to raise the alarm about the plunging dollar. The French central bank president, now we can quote the French because now we are their good friends, yesterday called the dollar the brutal currency, saying that the recent shifts are unwelcome. And the Canadian finance minister said he's concerned by the Canadian dollar surge. Well, they should. The loonie is in territory it's never been before. Their complaints came as Canadian Prime Minister Stephen Harper and French President Nicolas Sarkozy stepped up their own criticism of the U.S. dollar's plunge to a record low. Concern may intensify as European finance ministers convene in Brussels and the Group of 20 meets near Cape Town next week. Without a shift in signals from the Bush administration, which has repeatedly hailed the stimulus to U.S. growth from exports, that the dollar is unlikely to react, analysts said. There was a clear change in policy-making rhetoric this week, said Rebecca Peterson, a currency strategist at J.P. Morgan. The speed of the dollar's move and its current levels have got officials more concerned, she said, while adding that for the dollar to have any bounce, the U.S. needs to be included in the complaining. U.S. Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson made an unscheduled visit to the department's press room today to criticize Congress. Well, who else are you going to blame? When asked about the dollar, he repeated his view that a strong dollar is in our nation's interest and that markets are best judged by the currency values. Paulson also sought to put the dollar slide in context. He said, and we quote, "The dollar has been the world's reserve currency since World War II, and there's a reason," he said. "I put the U.S. economy up against any in the world in terms of competitiveness, and that's a fact." The dollar fell to a record low against the euro this week and the weakest versus the Canadian dollar since it was floated back in 1950. The Federal Reserve's trade-weighted major currency index reached its lowest since the gauge debuted in 1971. It's a number we quote you every day. When President Nixon decoupled the dollar from gold. The French finance minister, who's in Frankfurt, gave a press conference yesterday and revived language he used during Euro's 2004 rally. The currency moves were undoubtedly sharp and abrupt, he said. Hours later, he said exchange rates are having a serious effect on Canada. Government figures showed Canada's trade surplus narrowed to the smallest since 1998 as exports slumped. The rhetoric is a change from when G7 finance ministers and central bankers met on October the 19th in Washington and repeated past language on currencies in their statement. "Disorderly movements in exchange rates are undesirable," they said, without mentioning the dollar. The G7 includes the U.S., U.K., France, Germany, Italy, Canada, and Japan. Officials altered their language after the dollar's dive accelerated, increasing concern about the outlook for the global economy as the U.S. slows and the cost of credit rises. After slipping to 4.6% in a year through July, the Fed's dollar index has lost another 8.2% since the start of August. Canadians and Europeans will push increasingly for a clear U.S. stance on these issues, especially since there is evidence that the price action has now started to have an increasing momentum, said a senior currency strategist at Goldman. The dollar has stoked American exports amid the worst housing recession since 1991 and threats to consumer spending. Well, let's not talk about consumer spending. What consumer spending? Let me tell you something. You planning to do a little Christmas shopping? I suggest you wait until a week before Christmas. By that time, the blood will be in the streets. The retailers will be pretty much giving away everything they have at their store at cost. They will do it. Look, it's no question. The next 6 weeks are going to be very telling. Is a large majority of the unwashed so naive and so closed-minded or lack of intelligence to see what's coming down the pike that they will actually go out and spend money that they don't have on lavish Christmas gifts? Or will the reality have hit home? With gasoline, look, it costs $50 to fill up a tank of gas today. And gas prices ain't going down anytime soon. Gas prices, we haven't even seen the effect of 96. You see, people don't worry about $96 a barrel oil. They don't care about it. Why? Because they can still buy the cheap gasoline for under $3 a gallon. Once the cheap stuff goes over $3 a gallon, and it's almost there, then reality is going to start hitting home. And that disposable income they thought they had all of a sudden disappears in gasoline. And then they go to the grocery store. And they find out that a lot of the things, the staples in life, are increasing exponentially. All of a sudden, whatever disposable income is not there anymore. It's evaporated. And so the natural tendency is to put your hands in your pockets come Christmas time. And this would be bad news for retailers. Because you've got a lot of people that have made a lot of bets as to what is going to happen. And unfortunately, a lot of the buying, you've got to understand, I mean, all the buying that stores do for Christmas time, they did this a year ago. I mean, you don't start buying for Christmas. If you're a major retailer, you don't start buying for Christmas in September and October. I mean, come on. I mean, that's when you're expecting delivery of the product that you ordered in January. And so their models that showed them and their projections that showed them what the consumer more than likely is going to spend this year, and we already know what the figure is because they blurt it out all the time, they are expecting the average person to spend $800 come this Christmas on gifts and turkeys and whatever the people buy at Christmas, Christmas trees. We haven't even got to Thanksgiving and there's already Christmas trees out. Bizarre. You know, there used to be at least a couple of, well, at least till Thanksgiving before you started seeing the Christmas trees replacing the pumpkins, but now the Christmas trees are there already. There's Christmas decorations in the stores already. They don't even wait for Thanksgiving any longer. So you've got all these things that are happening, and they based all their purchases. So they're sitting, a lot of these stores are sitting with a whole bunch of inventory. And then to add insult and more confusion, unfortunately, a lot of the toy stores bought a lot of Chinese stuff that, oh my God, they painted it with lead. So they've got to recall all those toys. So the toy stores are suffering big time here as we speak. But you're going to get that obvious panic that's going to envelop these retailers come the beginning of December when reality strikes. These guys ain't going to be spending those $800. Now they are either going to be stuck with this inventory or they've got to move it at cost. And so my feeling is quite simply this. The week before Christmas, you are going to see bargains galore. Just my my take on what I see going on out there, what I think more than likely will happen. Now, this is obviously barring any major financial hiccups between now and then, which there's no guarantees. The Dow is below its 200-day moving average. NASDAQ, likewise, below its 200-day moving average. This is not good for those computer geeks who have set computer models to buy and sell based on what a chart tells them. You see, when a chart tells you you're below your 200-day moving average and you're below this, it's a sell, 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 sell. It's not buy, 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 buy. I mean, all these people out there that are, oh, Google's going to go to $1,000. Well, they're not saying that anymore. Google shares are under $700. See, Google's going to get affected by this whole thing as well, because obviously people put their hands in their pockets. eBay doesn't do that well. Well, eBay may do really well because people will be looking around their homes with all that crap that they bought for so long that they really didn't need, but they wanted to keep up with the Joneses. You'll find all the stuff going on eBay going for pennies on the dollar. People doing anything to raise money. And although I will tell you I'm extremely bullish, well, yes, a surprise. Although I'm extremely bullish on where the price of gold will go, I will caution you as well. That in the short term, whenever you get major market corrections and people have to make margin calls because they believe their broker that this is only a temporary down and, you know, just keep your position, raise a little cash. And unfortunately, when people need to raise cash, the first thing they sell is gold. Yeah, it's the quickest way of raising cash. More than likely, what we saw today was a little bit of that as well. Also, some people taking some money off the table. Look, gold's had a spectacular run. I know for people who own physical gold, a $100 movement in the price of gold is not going to really cause you to take money off the table. Because physical holders of gold are different to the people that play gold. See, because the people that play the gold market are trading in multiple contracts, where they've made paper profits, and it's quite conceivable some of them took that. It's like the Las Vegas rule. You know, if you don't take your chips off the table, the house will. Same philosophy. It's going to be a big week next week. Not to say, I mean, this week was a big week. This week was a trying week. I felt the pain of the guys on Wall Street. I mean, you could see the anxiety in the faces of all the people that they were interviewing on CNBC, all trying to put a smiley, happy face on everything. Nah, it's just a short-term correction in an ongoing bull market. It's healthy to have a 10% correction every now and again just to get rid of the froth. You know, CNBC, what's the big thing? What do we buy? Well, Jim Cramer's out there selling green. Oh, yeah, everybody's into solar heating now. Solar heating's a new thing. So they had this green week. And they got all the charts on all these green companies, solar companies. That's a new thing. Why? Because oil's going to $100 a barrel. People were looking for alternatives to energy. Look, never happened. I mean, it's a nice dream, but it'll never happen. Green is a pain in the ass. It is. Separating paper from plastic, bottles, and cardboard. I mean, it's stupid. It doesn't, some people, all it goes in the landfill and it does all this kind of stuff. It's mind-boggling when you watch it. This week I was amazed by the stuff I actually saw and I heard. I mean, nobody came out and said, listen, financially speaking, we're in a world of hurt and I wouldn't be buying anything right now. As a matter of fact, if I was doing anything, I'd be putting my money into cash and sitting on the sidelines. Wait until January to see what happens. Maybe then jump into whatever you want to jump into. But up until then, they can't say that. It's impossible to say that. They've got to come out every day. So what are you buying today? Oh, we're buying tech stocks. Well, why are you buying tech stocks? Well, because tech stocks don't have any exposure to the subprime market. Now, one guy came out and said that, and then we had this stupid run in tech stocks. Google and Apple and Cisco and all those old dogs from the 90s. And this week they got beaten up, seriously beaten up, because all of a sudden that rosy scenario didn't pan out. So now they jump on the next thing.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Welcome back, my friends. Final segment for this Friday. Nobody more happier than yours truly to have 2 days vacation. Rest up, because next week's going to be, it's going to be a tough week next week. It's going to be ugly. I mean, just listen to, I mean, Wachovia Bank is the fourth largest bank in the United States. They estimated that the value of its subprime mortgage securities fell $1.1 billion. You see, that doesn't sound bad. Yeah, $1.1 billion. $1,100 million. Where did that go? Hello? Is it under the table? No, it's gone. How do you mean it's gone? Well, it's gone. It's not there anymore. And it also threw out, because they give you these numbers, it's like, who was it? Who was Bear Stearns? Oh, yes, we have about a $1 billion write-down. It turns out it was $10 billion. They were off by a factor of 900%. How close is Wachovia? Because they say they got more write-offs coming. They just don't know how bad it is. Bank of America, J.P. Morgan Chase, all warned in regulatory filings that they could face further write-downs in the fourth quarter. Fannie Mae. I won't mention who runs Fannie Mae, but anyway, Fannie Mae, which is a government-sponsored mortgage company, said its third quarter loss doubled to $1.52 billion. Capital One, what's in your wallet? Not much. Said more customers had difficulty paying their bills in October than in the third quarter. You see, this whole hour I've been talking about subprime market, real estate. I didn't even touch on the credit card problem that's just around the corner. See, because people can no longer dip into the equity in their homes because there's no equity in the home. So now they're going to, yes, plastic. I mean, it's going to get ugly. And you know what's going? You know what makes it even? It's going to make it even get more ugly, because at least far-sighted economists will be looking and they'll be saying to themselves, "Well, you know, at least in the new year, we've only got 11 more months of the Bush administration, and then a new administration comes in." But then these economists start looking at who the next, because they don't pay any attention to Ron Paul. They have no clue who Ron Paul is. They are looking, well, what's a Hillary Rodham Clinton presidency going to look like? Or what's a Rudy Giuliani presidency going to look like? And they come to the same conclusion. It ain't going to look any different to a Bush administration. In other words, it's going to be the same old, same old. And that makes them really, really, really nervous. So strap yourselves in, because next week's going to be a fun ride. Well, it depends on your outlook on life. If you own gold, you'll be happy. If you don't, well, you have my sympathies. So till Monday, my friends, have yourself a great weekend, and let's not forget, Monday is Veterans Day. Till then, see you, bye.